Welcome to Dollars and Cents Radio, the show committed to help you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Have questions? Terry has answers. Call now, 800-673-1728. Terry's call center is open Monday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to answer all your financial, insurance, credit, and mortgage lending questions. Call now, 800-673-1728. He's a broker, consultant, speaker, and all-around nice guy. But right now, he wants to be your financial and business tour guide. Get ready to grow, protect, and enjoy with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Bobby Bean. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to Dollars and Cents Radio on TerryWilson3.com. Tonight, we're having a webinar. So if you ever thought about earning extra income from home or just need a job or whatever you're looking for, we have jobs that start at $15 an hour if you're looking for something hourly. If you're looking for a work-from-home business opportunity, we have that. We're going to be going over everything we offer at TerryWilson3.com. All you have to do is go to TerryWilson3.com/webinar, and that's for the webinar on February 22nd. If you're listening to this podcast after the time that that webinar took place, number one, we recorded it, and it'll be on my blog somewhere. It'll have the date that you can check it out. And you can also go to that TerryWilson3.com/webinar and register for the next upcoming webinar that we're having. So if you missed this one, grab the next one, okay? So, because we've got several that's going on. And real quick, before we get into today's topic, which is five limits that will launch your success, let me tell you, too, that we've got hooked up with Amazon Prime. And I'm going to tell you, that is one of the greatest services. If you're not a member of Amazon Prime, you can check it out for 30 days for free by going to TerryWilson3.com/Prime and check it out, because they will ship you stuff in 2 days for free of charge. You can stream video, audio as a Prime member. And so if you like on-demand content, which I know you do because you're listening to this podcast, then it is a great, great resource. And finally, if you want a free audiobook, you can always go to TerryWilson3.com/freebook. You know, behind every guess, there first has to be a no. It's just the fact of the matter is, you said yes to listening to this right now. Well, you've told something no. You said, I'm not going to rest right now, or I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to listen to this. In other words, every decision for a yes always start with you having to tell something or someone no first. And I will tell you, the best thing that you can do for your life, your business, and your career is start learning what to say no to, more, even more so than what to say yes to. And so when I say that these five limits that will launch your success, what I'm talking about is just, you know, saying no to certain things. And so you got to limit certain things. Stronger limits lead to greater freedom and success. It sounds ironic, sure, and might never have resonated with the idea if not for a bad, quirky problem in business at one time. And so these limitations I want to talk to you about are the five that I've discovered that just really help. And I sort of gave the first one away, and that's limit the yes that you give out. We have a limited amount of time, energy. So limit the yeses that you say. Otherwise, don't waste the precious energy. If someone invites you to waste time or do the same thing with the same people, whip out that old no that you've got. You can always say no. Don't be shy, because it's not the only thing standing between you and an extraordinary life. So you can say no and be fine with it. Albert Einstein said this: once we accept our limits, we go beyond them. So if you'll accept the fact you only have so much time in a day, you only have so much energy that you can give out, the quicker you get to understanding that and being okay with saying no occasionally, I'm telling you, you're going to be a happier, more productive person. Number two, limit external directives. And what I mean by that, uh, don't allow social media, email, and text messages take you away from your day and start dictating to you where to spend your time, what to spend your time on, how much to spend your time. I tell you what, social media is a trap sometimes. Now, I'm in business. I'm in online marketing, and I have to use social media for the business that I'm in. But I'm telling you, it is a huge pitfall. I mean, I have to stay so guarded because I'll see something pop up on my personal account or whatever, and then all of a sudden, man, I'm just drawn in, and all of a sudden, an hour went by and I'm like, man, I had to get that blog out, or I had to create that, webinar, or I had to create that podcast, or I needed to do this, or I needed to study for this or whatever. And it's just, you've got to limit these external directives, these emails. And, you know, I've gotten to the point, I used to return email as soon as it came in. And one day I figured out that if I did that, all I was doing all day was returning email. So now I've got two set times during the day that I allow myself to check my email and respond. And that way I'm starting to control my time better rather than having email telling me when I'm going to work and what I'm going to do. So you got to limit those directives. Number two, limit the information that you bring in. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but you know, we live in the information age. Everyone's got something to say. Everyone's got something to give you. But you know what? You can get into this information overload. Right now, as I'm recording this podcast, I'm in the state of South Carolina, and it's right before the primary that's going on this weekend. Man, I'm telling you, you can't turn the TV on. You can't turn the radio on. I can't check my Facebook. I can't have any without some political ad, something going on, and then people commenting on this. It's just information. It's a great big old distraction. So let me tell you, learn to say no to a lot of this information overload, okay? What you take in shapes your formation. It's the substance of entertainment that you, the music you listen to, the television. So limit what you're going to, listen, I've cut my TV watching down to basically a few sports and just a few shows. I used to be a TV junkie. But now I'm a competitive person, so I like the sports. I'm in the world that I'm in. I've got to watch a little bit of politics just because I've got to keep up with current events and stuff. But most I focus on is things that are positive, things that are uplifting, things that are inspirational. Why? Because if I start bringing in other information from other content sources that may be counterintuitive to that or against that sort of mode of thinking, then all of a sudden I'm fighting myself. I'm going against the very thing that I'm trying to plant. So I have to limit the kind of information that I'm going to consume. And I would tell you to do the same. Number four, limit your friendships. Oh, this is a big one. This is a big one, especially for people that I'm not going to mention my wife's name, but she wants to be friends with everybody because she is such a friendly person, and God love her. That's the way God designed her, and I'm not against that at all, but I want to put this in the context of business and just personal management. You know, you can't be friends with everyone in the world because you've only got so much time. You only have so much energy. And to have a proper friendship, to have a proper relationship that you bring value to them, they bring value to you. It has to be nurtured. It has to be cultivated. It has to have attention given to it. And the more that you bring in, and you know, it's like having pets all of a sudden. If you've got 15 cats and you only got, you know, so much food and time to give to each one, how are you going to properly cultivate it? And so I just want to encourage you to limit your friendships to the people who challenge you to grow, and inspire you to be a better person. This is one extremely difficult thing to do, but it will lead you to the greatest breakthroughs in your life. I'm telling you, we form such devoted attachments to our friends through emotional experiences, intellectual similarities, and mutual goodwill. But when we become so attached to friends who live uninspired lives, their behavior informs our character. You know, it's like the old, I guess it's a cliche or a metaphor about how do you keep a crab in a pail or a bucket? You put another crab in there with him, and they'll pull each other down, and neither one of them will ever get out of that pail or that bucket. So crabby attitudes will keep each other down. You've got to get around positive people. You know, I think it was Jim Cohen who said, we are the sum total of the three people we hang around the most. So choose your friendships wisely. Choose who you're going to be around. Sometimes, listen, I can count on two fingers. Three. The friends, the true, true friends that I have. I've got family and I've got friends, but I only have so much time in a day. So what I do when they're at work, I'm at work or whatever, and I surround myself with the positive things of people that I am aspiring to be challenged and like. And so that's the beautiful thing about audiobooks and podcasts and those things. Even though it's a one-way street, they're only speaking to me. I'm only hearing from them. I'm getting a little bit off of them, what their experiences are, what their expertise inform me, and they mold me and they cultivate me. So you've got to be the same way, okay? When you don't have time, or that person's busy, or you're busy, you can always lean on some of these other resources like these audiobooks, and I'm telling you, and let those inspire and inform you and cultivate you as well. But it doesn't replace true friendship, not saying that at all, but it is a way of supplementing that. And then just choose your friendships wisely. Make sure it's people that's going to compel you to go to the next level. And fifthly and finally, limit your definitions. And I know this one seems like a no-brainer, because definitions by definition are limited, but mass opinion has a strange and morbid effect on common sense. Take success, for instance. How many people go on to accomplish every business goal they dreamed of only to lose their families and happiness? How many millionaires succeeded at the cost of personal joy and satisfaction? Take the time to redefine success in your mind. Make sure it's balanced. Make success holistic and have it included in your goals for family, life, love, play, work, income, lifestyle, and any other facet of life that involves your happiness. Then you won't sacrifice the good life for your business success. You know, Jack Kemp said, there's no limit to what free men and free women in a free market with free enterprise can accomplish when people are free to follow their dreams. So if your life is an engine, then limits are the valves and the pistons that strategically place to keep you moving forward. If you've been spinning your wheels, when it comes to success, take a deeper look at the limits that you can set for yourself, and it will set you free. I promise. Limitations is not a bad thing. So many times in the entrepreneurial world, we're talking about living an unlimited lifestyle, an unlimited potential, unlimited growth, unlimited happiness, unlimited joy. And that's all true. But those things come when limitations first come on the bad things. If you want unlimited happiness, then limit the things that bring you unhappiness. If you want unlimited income, then limit the things that come against your income. If you want unlimited time with your family, then limit the career paths and the mindsets that you have that are going to take your time and box you in and only allow you to earn money in this certain way. And that's trading time for money. That's a terrible way to manage your career. And the problem most people have is they think, well, the only way, Terry, that I could be an entrepreneur is get into some type of selling thing. And I'm not a salesperson. Listen, there are so many ways nowadays online that you can make money without ever having to sell anything. If you don't believe it, come to tonight's webinar. I want to show you how. If you can't make tonight's, register for the next one at terrywilson3.com/webinar. I'm telling you, there's ways that you can start leveraging your passion with your purpose and live an unlimited lifestyle of freedom and happiness. Till next time, this is terrywilson3.com. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now,
800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.